surpasses might. A body.
Okay, there's been a lot of rumors saying the release date of Fable 2 will be around 2007. That is a lie. Coming straight from the mouth, the creator of Fable itself. From the creator, straight from his mouth, from Lionhead Studio. Okay, from straight from the mouth. Okay, straight from the mouth of I don't remember his name. Hold on, I think I have it here. His last name, I can't pronounce. Peter. Straight from Peter's name. Straight from Peter's mouth. It's going to be released some date in 2008. Not 7, 2008. It has been straight from his mouth. You can look it up on the internet if you want to. There's a video coming out of his mouth saying it's going to come out in Fable 2 is coming out some date in 2008. Before I continue, I'd just like to do a real quick summary. In the first part, we talked about weapons. There's not much to talk about weapons, except you're gonna own a gun. That's basically the same thing. You get to have a knife. You can throw the knife and so on and so on. In part two, we talked about the features of the dog, of having the dog, where you find the dog. I found out where you find the dog. I'd just like to edit this part out. So that's what we talked about. You finding the dog, you saving the dog, how the dog dies, how you keep the dog, and the dog's features. Also, continuing here, we're going to talk about the villains. But before we do, I'd just like to say how the game begins. The game begins. Like I said, you can own enough towns, which you become the mayor of. You can own taverns, castles. You can become the emperor. Oh, here we go. You can become the emperor of Albion. That's pretty cool. Oh, that's cool. And your kids will create. And your kids can create their own legacies and be heroes and fight with you too. Okay, let's start with how you start the game. Let's see. Here we go. You start out the game, and the story begins with the character, his and her way out of the sewer, meeting up with his trusty dog, and ultimately fulfilling his or her destiny. In the progress, the cruel has fulfilled his own destiny to build a 5-mile high tower called Spire, a town called Spire, a town which is shaped by your own actions throughout the game. Now I think the Spire is a building, it's a tower. Now, either that's the guild or it's a kingdom that you control, but basically it is you control it by your actions. Throughout the game, when asked of how the tower is linked to our hero and how it features can be manipulated based on your actions, Peter sadly declined to comment, so he wouldn't comment on it. But I'm guessing it's a guild, or even if you don't have a guild, you start out in the sewer, so I don't know. But so it's manipulating your thing. Also, here's what has to do with Jack of Blades, I've thought. Other than that, your guess is good as ours. Now, this is the whole podcast has been to my knowledge and me researching hours and hours, and my family found this article. So I'm finally reading from an article, not from the other past that I haven't. Okay. Other than that, your guess is as good as ours, but Peter did slip us a hint, saying that the original Fable story holds a few hints of its own as the direction of Fable 2 narrative is heading. Whether or not the hint is found through some of the game's lore or from the character's action is unknown at this time. Either way, from the look and its sounds of Fable 2 is shaping up to be a title to keep your eye on. It is currently scheduled to release in 2008. Yes, scheduled for 2008 release. All the idiots out there that's been posting blogs that it's going to be in 2007, it's not. The videos of Peter talking about the game's not even ready. The thing isn't even ready. If you look at some of the games, it's not even ready. It's not even done yet. Sorry about that long pause. It's just that the door keeps getting opened, and it gets really annoying, doesn't it? I'm getting really tired of it. But also, in that stand, yeah. So in the other words, a lot of idiots out there are putting it that it's going to be released in 2007. The game's not even ready. They're concentrating a lot on the features of the game, of it being of the dog, of that feature of the dog. They're concentrating hard on that part. I don't know why idiots out there are posting that it's coming out in 2007. Some of the lands aren't even ready, and they're putting very nice detail on the statues and everything else. Now, Jack of Blades is dead, but in the original Fable, you have the Talking Stones in Fable the Lost Chapters. When you go to the Northern Wastes, and when you have to collect those stones from the graveyard, not the Snowy Graveyard, I don't remember the land where it was called. When you had to collect those, and it made YMCA, remember that? And you did the little shapes and the rock would talk? It would hint out that, of some of the villains that's gonna be on there. And also, Jack of Blades was pretty easy to kill. Going back into the vault of when we, reviewed Fable, the first one. Many people make the error of killing Jack of Blades with the arrow. When you first kill him, the first time you kill him, not the second time, in Lost Chapters, that is also available for Xbox and the PC. When he goes down to kill you, you fight him with a sword. When he goes up, it's just the simplest way. There is a spell called, it's Inferno. Well, not Inferno. There's a special one when you hit the ground and fire, like, lights up all its surrounding. What you can do is, you, like, max out on that. You master it. Then, that's all you need. Once you kill, and you're gonna need a lot of potions, for your mana, for your willpower. You get right under him when he goes up there, and you just start pressing that button. You just press it like crazy, and the fire will hit him, and it'll do a lot of damage instead of doing the arrow. And then he can't see you, right? So he doesn't know where you are. So he doesn't summon anything. But sooner or later, he's programmed to summon something at a point. In the game, because his health is so bad, so he's gonna start summoning those creatures. So then, when they're coming towards you, you fight them off, right? And you dodge the lightning bolts or the power that he shoots out of his sword. Then you go back under him and you start hitting him, and he should die easily. It's pretty easily. And so, yeah, going to that, Jack of Blades is dead, and there's been some hints that Peter himself has indicated that some new things will happen in the game. and new villains will happen. Also, instead of bandits, there will be some bandits, but instead of bandits, there will be pirates in the game. There's also screenshots of the pirates. You can travel, since you can travel more, the pirates will be more based, the more, the pirate, sorry, the pirates, now we're going to the villain section. The pirates will be more located into the, sorry, into the sea, because you can be able to transport yourself from one place to the other. So there will be pirates. There will be hobs. That will stay the same. There will be, except there's some bigger ones now. There will be balverines. A lot of balverines. Also, there's like new, oh, by the way, the time takes out 500 years. Not 100, 200 years. It's 500 years from where the original Fable 1 takes place. Yeah, so I was gonna say, yes. So, the game itself. Okay, I forgot what I was saying. Some of the villains, yes. There are new generated alligator-looking dinosaur things in this game that I thought was hard to believe. And the trailer itself shows a you shooting in the mouth of something, and when you pay really attention to it, there's a hair in the back of it, but its mouth is more from a alligator, and its teeth, it looks like a dinosaur balverine. So I don't know what that is. There are goblins, I know that. There are balverines. And yes, it takes back in the country of Albion. Let's see. I'm trying to find more villains. You get smoke in this game, so that's pretty cool. There, it's more mystic creatures. There's more mystic creatures than human creatures itself. That's basically it of about Fable itself. There are some screenshots that will be up in the sites. Oh, okay. The castle I was talking about in the section 2, you can own the castle I was talking about, and it's not the guild. I don't think there is going to be a guild, but I don't know. I seriously don't know overall. This is just like the two first look of Fable. There will be more information of it later, of itself, and of course we'll keep you updated. It's not a lot of information, but it's enough. They're giving more information than they're giving it in Halo, and I think they're releasing too much information. Yeah. So the summary of it is that the villains will be some pretty cool villains, but I don't know what it is, but it's gonna have something to do with Jack of Blades. No, Jack of Blades is not coming back. His mask, I don't know anything about his mask. It could mess around with something like that, but it has nothing to do with Jack of Blades himself, unless Jack of Blades had kids. Oh, Twin Blade. There are rumors now the Twin Blade had a brother or brother's son or something like that, but the br but even though about Twin Blade, it has nothing to do with has nothing to do with the main bad guy. It's like a side mission. There's so to recap, we've talked about the dog features. Also, there's going to be a lot of more missions. It's going to have 12 more hours of gameplay than the original Fable itself. 12 more hours, more land, more side missions itself, and we will keep you updated, of course. Every new news we'll do a quick review of it, and if it's another special we can do of so much information that's been released, we'll keep you updated on that too. And so that's basically it. I am San Alberti, and this is has been your eGamers News. Your e-game this has been your e-gamers news. If you want to ask any question about the show or talk to me or anything like that, please contact me at x XX most underline wanted XXX at yahoo.com. If you want to visit our sponsors, you can, or any of the links of what resources was used today, or even more information about our subject today, please go to our sponsors at www.pause-it.tk. If you want to add me as a friend or contact me a different way on MySpace, my MySpace is myspace.com, of course, /who wants to, T-O, no, as in O, not the other no. And I hope you have a great e-gaming experience. This has been your eGamers News, and we will keep you updated on this subject because Fable 2 rocks. It will be released in 2008, and this has been eGamers, and of course your host, Stan Alberti, and have a great gaming experience.